rationalise that by saying that we have got a high-lying occupied molecular orbital with pi character, and there's a low-lying unoccupied molecular orbital with pi star character. So what we're going to do then, when we shine light on the molecule of the appropriate wavelength, we push electrons from a high-lying occupied orbital to a low-lying unoccupied orbital, and both of these have got that pi character to them. Now that electronic excitation then moves us from a ground state configuration for our molecule to an excited state. We can relate the change in energy to the frequency of light that's needed, or the wavelength of light that's needed. And I'll give you a nod if there's something like that in the multi-choice section of the final exam, because you probably would need to do a bit of practice if you were to get good at doing those ones. But in essence, it's not a hard problem. You've just got to remember that you make all the correct unit conversions so that your speed of light and the energy here are in the right units, so that you'll calculate lambda in nanometers.